Okay, here we are in All Authority, lesson number 8. All Authority, lesson number 8. It's a study from Genesis through Revelation. And I encourage you, if you're listening to lesson 8 and you have not listened to the lessons previous, you need to go back and listen to them in order, because it's for a reason. Okay, so go to Psalm 119. That's where we find ourselves as we're gathering what God says about His book from Genesis through Revelation. And we left off last time in Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Now, you may have heard it said that Psalm 119, every verse in there is a written reference to the Word of God. Well, that's almost true. Most of the verses are. I think there's two or three that are not. But when we get to them, we will see them. Okay, but it is a phenomenal psalm. Someone once asked me, well, who wrote it? Psalm 119. That's simple. God Almighty did. God wrote Psalm 119. Okay, so Psalm 119, let's look at verse 1. And remember what we're doing. We're gathering evidence regarding the doctrines of inspiration, preservation, and translation so that we'll be able to identify God's book from simply understanding what He says about it, and then by faith, believing that, it's very easy then how faith opens your eyes to truth. Okay, and understanding, as Hebrews 11:3 says, through faith we understand. That's an amazing thing. So as we look now in Psalm 119, you're going to see so many adjectives used and qualities God uses about His Word to describe His words. Okay, Psalm 119 verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies, and that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in His ways. These are all references to the written Word of God. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes! Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all Thy commandments. And all I'll simply be doing is just commenting with the spiritual understanding the Lord has given me along the way, because the verses simply say everything you need to know. Verse 7, I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned Thy righteous judgments. I will keep Thy statutes. O forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to Thy word. Amen to that. With my whole heart have I sought Thee. O, let me not wander from Thy commandments. There is a big issue there about your heart. Proverbs says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. But notice the verse 10 says, whole heart. Your heart is your mind, where you think. You need to just get out everything out of it that would interfere with your pursuit and the learning and the reading of this great book. Verse 11, Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee. Blessed art Thou, O Lord, teach me Thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of Thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of Thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I assure you, that verse is literal, and I understand it, and I believe it, and I have done so. Verse 15, I will meditate in Thy precepts and have respect upon Thy ways. I will delight myself in Thy statutes. I will not forget Thy word. You know, it's funny to me. I just thought of something about verse 14. I have rejoiced in the way of Thy testimonies as much as in all riches. In front of me I have the King James Bible, the Pure Cambridge Edition. Of course, it's the text that's on my website right there that I got from another group of people over there in Australia. But, that, you know, it's the pure text. It was around since 1900. It was very common. It's just hard to find now. But anyways, I took that text and had a printer print it up in a nice leather Bible. It's a beautiful Bible. I have two spare Bibles, okay, of the same kind, the exact same kind, and they are in a fireproof, waterproof, locked safe. It's the only time in my life I've ever even possessed a safe. It's the only thing that I keep locked away, because to me they're more valuable than anything else I have. That's all that really matters to me. Okay, verse 15. I know we read it. We'll read it again. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. You know how you don't forget it? You got to keep reading it. Verse 17. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Counselors. Today, the heathen in Satan's world, they get all these people out there called counselors. I got to go see my counselor. And you know what? And they're just, it's just trash they give you. Absolute trash. The worst of them are Christian so-called counselors. Yeah, this book is my delight. These words on these pages are my counselors. Verse 25, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of all thy wondrous works. You see, the reason preachers don't teach diligently the book, they don't understand it. That's why they can't talk about it. They just make stories up. Verse 28. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Amen to that. Thy judgments have I laid before me. How about that great proverb? Buy the truth and sell it not. Verse 31, I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame, and he won't. Verse 32, I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Do you delight in the word of God? You should. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. That should be made into a plaque and set right on top of every TV in the world. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy way. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear me, and of them that keep thy precepts. I'm sorry, verse 63 again. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. Amen. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Amen to that, Father. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. Now, the reference there to faithfulness is a direct reference to his book. Talking about the earth there, now in verse 91. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Verse 98 and 99 and 100. These are so phenomenal. Look at this. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers. Why? For thy testimonies are my meditation. Amen. I understand more than the ancients. Why? Because I keep thy precepts. Amen. Those are phenomenal passages. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. That's why I get so ballistic when people try to cram into my ears, or if they try to write something that would then penetrate through my eyeballs, garbage, things that are not true, things that will steer me off course, things that will pervert my brain. You see that? I hate every false way. That's why I just care about this book. I listen to what people told me when I was a little boy. I listened to what they told me in that Roman Catholic satanic church. I listened to what they said. They told me to be good to get to heaven. They lied to me. And because I didn't know the scriptures, because I had ignorant, deceived parents who never taught me the scriptures, I was just on the road to hell. I hate every false way. And by the way, they're still ignorant and deceived. I've told them all. One claims to listen, the other one is just willingly still ignorant. Yeah, okay. Verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Is that the most beautiful words you ever read? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Now, verse 111, you know, everybody says they have a favorite verse or a life verse. They're all equally the same to me. I love every one of them. But verse 111 says it all to me. It's the one that I only write my name in the front of my Bible, and I sign Psalm 119, 111. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. That word heritage, it just goes back so far. And I've taken this book as my heritage forever, because it's the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes alway, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts. And sometimes the poor people who tell me them suffer the words out of my mouth that are pretty piercing, as I just take those words they're trying to put into my brain through my ears and shove them back down their throat. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. That's literal. That's literal. Well, do you? I do. You should. Verse 128, look at this. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I long for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Look at verse 140. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. Now that verse, if you don't believe it about the book in your hand, don't tell me it only applies to original manuscripts. It did apply to the originals. But it also applies to God's word today. That verse applies to my King James Bible that I'm touching right now, the Pure Cambridge edition. This book is very pure. This book. I don't have to go find any other languages or other original writings which don't even exist. That applies right now. Verse 141, I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them. How long? Forever. Preservation, huh? Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Ha! How about that one? I've just been dealing with some family members. Salvation is far from the wicked. Why? For they seek not thy statutes. They don't want to know the Bible. Verse 156. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Look at this next verse. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth how long? Forever. Boy, that is inspiration and preservation. Wow. 161. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. You know, the heathen today say, oh man, that's awesome. You know what? They say something's awesome when they're listening to a stupid heathen rock song. It's awesome, man. Awesome. My heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I do. You should. I hate and abhor lying. Oh, amen to that. But thy law do I love. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Well, that was under the law. Now under grace, it's forever. It's always rejoice evermore. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice evermore. So, verse 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Now, I got to say something about this verse. I can't tell you how many times when I'm dealing with so-called believers, and they talk to me and they say, well, look, I don't want to offend you, but you don't understand the Bible when you say that to me. Nothing offends me. Why? Because of verse 165, great peace have they which love thy law, nothing shall offend them. You can come up to me and say, I think you're the most stupid, idiotic, wrong Bible teacher I've ever heard. You're just a cult leader. You don't know what you're talking about. You know nothing. It doesn't offend me. I don't care what you say because I know whom I've believed. Nothing offends a true person established in the faith. And there's the text that says so. Nothing. You see that? Nothing. I mean, I just think that's great. Verse 165. Great peace of they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Okay, here's the last section. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Wow. You know, if you were bored listening to all that, you are... You know, sometimes when I go after folks who don't like this book, I don't even know what to tell you. If you were bored at any of that, something wrong with you. All right, great. Psalm 130. Now go to Psalm 130. Let's gather some more evidence. Psalm 130, look at verse 5. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. That's what I hope. In Psalm 138, look at verse 2. We saw this before. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou, that's God, has magnified thy word above all thy name. God Almighty has magnified his word above his own name. That is the only thing that God has put above his own very name. And that's his book. And you folks, you don't put it in any value of priority in your life. Zero. Some of you may do it a little bit, some a little more than that. That's where you need to put it. God has magnified his word above his own name. You need to remember where God places and esteems his word. He values it there. That's how high it is. Verse 4, all the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Amen to that one. Ha! 146. Now, Psalm 146. Look at verse 5. Psalm 146, verse 5. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever. My Father guards his truth. He keeps his truth forever. And there's nothing wrong with it today. In 2011, nothing. Oh, thank you, Father. I understand you. Psalm 149, only because of you is why I understand you. Psalm 149, look at verse 5. Watch this thing about future preservation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them single out upon their beds. This is when the Lord Jesus Christ is here. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. That's the saints. And a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. Now watch it. To execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. That means if they're going to execute in a future time from now the judgment written, that means the book's got to be there to execute. Preservation, brother. Preservation. Amen. Thanks, Father. All right, now we move to the book of Proverbs. Now, of course, Solomon writes most of these, and he's the wisest man who ever lived, okay, in many earthly things. Now, no one got more wisdom than the Apostle Paul, though. All right? But look in Proverbs chapter 2 when it came to some things. Watch what this book starts to say about the Word of God. Proverbs 2, look at verse 6. Now we're getting, notice how we're getting all these different angles. It's like the Word of God is right there in the center and you're coming from all these different angles to examine it. And you're being armed with this doctrine so that you'll be able to identify his book. Proverbs 2, look at verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Why then in the world do you seek any type of knowledge? You know, you people spend more time in commentaries and books about the Bible than you do in the Bible. Okay? Trust me, the first thing that I get accomplished every day is the reading of this book. I spend 3.5 to 4 hours a day in it. I wish I once goofy, I was a millionaire and a billionaire. Okay? So I could just spend 6 to 7 hours again like I used to when I could. Thank you, United States government. Okay? But I can't. So I can just do the best that I can now. All right. Proverbs chapter 3, look at verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. You see, there's your problem. You don't trust in the Lord with all your heart. You lean unto your own understanding. You think and you listen to all these so-called scholars who tell you you need to have the original writings and in the Greek it says this. And if you really want to know what God says, you got to read the Hebrew and the Greek. You're a fool. Don't listen to that. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. And that verse is true. Got it? Proverbs chapter 6, now look at verse 23. Proverbs 6, look at verse 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. Now this one, this end of this verse amazes me. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life. I can't tell you how many times I reprove people. Because I don't want to, but it just has to be done. And they get all ticked off at you. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. That commandment's a lamp, the law is a light. You got that? This stuff is great. Now, we're going to run a whole set of verses on a marvelous path. Now, watch this. We're going to start in Proverbs 8. This is a whole string of verses about how to understand the Bible. Watch this. Proverbs 8, 1. We're going to start there. It's the whole same thought. We're going to teach you how to understand the book. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. Amen. Now, these words of wisdom, look at verse 9, the words of God. Watch this. These words, they, that's the words of God, are all plain to him that understandeth, and write to them that find knowledge. You know, this Bible to me is as simple and plain as ever. And it's not because I'm smarter than anyone. You guys aren't getting it. If you think that's the case, you know, I barely got out of high school. I wasn't a bad student, but I was no great big A honor student. I graduated way in the bottom half of my class. I was only good at one thing, and that was music and baseball, playing a horn and baseball. Okay? And I liked some other things, but that was it, mainly being in the band and playing baseball. That's what I liked. But anyways, when it says these book, it's so easy for me to understand. It's plain to me because I believe it. Go to Hebrews chapter 11. That's what you don't understand. Now, stay with me on this path. How do you understand the Bible? Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11, look at verse 3. Don't forget the first four words. Through faith, we understand. Do you got that? If you come to the Bible and don't believe it, faith, now what is faith? It's fully persuaded, Romans 4:21 says. Okay, that's the definition of it. Fully persuaded. So if you come to the Bible not believing that it's perfect and it's pure, you're never going to get anything. You're never going anywhere but confusion land. Okay? You'll think you have it. God will let you think you get it, but you won't have anything. Okay? Through faith we understand. You see, the world's just the different. The world is completely opposite of that verse. The world teaches you to first understand things, and then you can believe in them. You see, even with our human relationships, we want to understand the person we're dealing with, and then we can believe their words. It's opposite. No, the Bible, look, the only way you're going to understand this Bible is to first believe it. Okay? Then God will give you the understanding, because that way, go to Colossians now. Go to Colossians. When you first believe the Bible, then the understanding coming is going to come. You're going to be very dependent on whom? On God the Holy Spirit to teach it to you, because that's how he teaches it. He wants you to just believe it first. Then the understanding comes, okay? Then it comes. Then you know you got it from God, because you don't figure out the Bible. These preachers who spend all their time in commentaries and lexicons and notes and other preachers' sermons, and all, that's not how you figure out the Bible. You read it and believe it. Now, of course, you got to read it following the establishment commandment from the get-go, or you'll get nothing. But that's the issue. Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand. Now, look at that same thought of understanding in Colossians chapter 2. Look at verse 2. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto, look at this phraseology here, these words, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. You see, you know, I understand this book. You know what that gives me? I'm rich. It gives me full assurance. Understanding brings riches of the full assurance of understanding. That's what understanding brings. Full, riches of full assurance. Look at the rest of the verse. To the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, are hid all, A-L-L, the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. See, here's the problem. You don't really know him. You're just playing church. You see? If you ignore that establishment commandment from the get-go, you'll get nothing. You don't know the Lord Jesus Christ of Scripture. Because when you know him, in him and in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. They're in Christ. And the more you get to know him, the more you get to know his word. Now go to John chapter 8. This passage to me, I mean, every time I read it, you know, it's so simple. I feel like when I read John chapter 8 to people that I'm teaching like a bunch of Spanish people who don't understand English. I feel like when I read this, I'm teaching Italian people who don't understand English, or Russian people who don't understand English, or any other language on the planet Earth who don't understand what I'm talking about. John 8, when I teach this passage, it is so staggering to me what it says here. And I don't think the depth of it is sinking into people. When the Lord Jesus Christ is right here, now we're still on the subject of understanding the Bible. Okay? We just see how you understand. It's through faith we understand, and we see that it brings the all riches of the full assurance, these riches of the full assurance of understanding. It's riches. But watch now why unsaved people don't get it. Do you ever wonder why someone comes up to you and says, well, I don't understand the King James Bible? As soon as they tell me that, I know they're lost and on their way to hell. As soon as they tell me that. And then inevitably, and almost always, these same people understand the NIV, and they understand the New American Standard Bible, and all the other English, satanic, Roman Catholic, dung-filled trash books out there that counterfeit as Bibles, that all should just be burned. Okay, they understand their books of their father, the devil, but they can't understand God's book, and that's because they're not of God. Look at John 8 and what the Lord Jesus Christ says to unbelievers in verse 43. Okay, now watch how simple this is. Why do you not understand my speech? He's been dealing with these unbelieving Jews back and forth. And he asks them a question. Why do you not understand my speech? He then answers his own question, even because you cannot hear my word. And that's a period. Do you know what understanding means? It's not that they couldn't hear it decibel-wise or they were deaf. They heard it, but they had no understanding. Why? Look at verse 43. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Here's the reason. Ye are of your father, the devil. You see that? Unsaved people have a father, and it's Satan, and they can't understand the Bible. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. And every one of his counterfeit, dung-filled Bibles out there speak lies. Mark 1:2 says it's written in Isaiah the prophet. No, it isn't. It's a lie. It's written in Malachi. Okay, Hebrews 3:16 in those dung-filled Bibles says everyone rebelled who Moses led out of Egypt. That's a lie. Joshua and Caleb did not rebel, nor did the children 19 years old or under. Who do you think went into the promised land if they all rebelled? The ones who rebelled died in the wilderness. That's a lie. Okay? So, when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. That's why all those counterfeit, lying, satanic Roman Catholic Bibles are garbage. And why do I call them Roman Catholic Bibles? Because they all come from two texts, the Vaticanus and Sinaiticus. That's a Roman Catholic text. One was found in the Vatican, one was found in Mount Sinai in St. Catherine's Monastery in a garbage heap, ready to be tossed out. But you don't know that. You see, y'all talk human history, but you don't want to believe that human history, you fools. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and a father of it. Verse 45, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Ugh. It's amazing how Christ in me gets fired up reading what he said 2,000 years ago. It's the same Lord Jesus Christ reading that passage is in me right now, reading it again to the same ignoramuses today. No new thing under the sun. Verse 46, which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? Here's the answer. Verse 47 ought to just, it's like the most powerful bomb ever created in the nuclear bombs dropped on your head right here. He that is of God heareth God's words. You see that? If you belong to God Almighty and possess His Holy Spirit, you understand His book. Ye therefore hear them not, the verse says. Why? Because you're not of God. Do you know why unsaved people can't understand the King James Bible? Because they're not of God. It is that simple. Okay? Now, compare that with John chapter 16. Well, if unsaved people can't understand the Bible, what can unsaved people understand? Right here in John 16. John 16, look at verse 7. The Lord Jesus Christ says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you." That's the believer. "But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come," that's the Holy Spirit, "he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." That's what the Holy Spirit can do to unsaved people. His job is to reprove them of their sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Sin, they've broken God's laws and their specific sins. Righteousness, they don't have it, and judgment's coming. That's why Romans 1:18 through 3:20, those 64 verses of the evil tidings, every unsaved person, and I've told it to hundreds that I've ever told it to do, may not have believed them, but believe you. I mean, I said they didn't want to believe them, but they all understood them. Oh, yeah. They didn't like them, but they understood them. They did believe them, or they wouldn't have understood them. They didn't like it. Trust me. But that's why Romans 1:18 has into 3:20, those 64 verses, all have to do with sin, righteousness, and judgment. That's God's gospel tract. Because that's what the Holy Spirit does. And guess what, there, Mr. So-called evangelistic soul winner, who's really never led anybody to Christ, in reality, because you've preached another Jesus and another gospel, why do you think you have no success? Because you don't teach them Romans 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's God's gospel tract. You have to figure out how to do it. There it is. But you don't understand it yourself. That's why you can't teach it. Now compare all of that with 1 Corinthians 2:14. 1 Corinthians 2:14, again, on unsaved people. Don't forget this, 1 Corinthians 2:14. "But the natural man," that's a natural man, that's a person in his unsaved state. It's natural, okay? "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." You know, the biggest blunder, go back to the book of Proverbs now, the biggest blunder that I see that real believers make, I know some real believers, believe you me, real believers make is when they try to talk to other people about the Bible, they make this error. It's a gross error. That's why they always are spinning their wheels in the mud. They talk to people who tell them they're saved. Like, in other words, they're talking to family members. These family members say they're saved. Well, they just believe that. And they assume they're saved, and they talk to them as saved people, and they wonder why no understanding is ever taking place. Okay? You don't talk to people. How do you know if someone's saved? You know, you hear this goofy junk out of the mouths of so-called preachers. Well, only God knows. "He that is spiritual judgeth all things," this book says in 1 Corinthians, the same chapter we just read. The Apostle Paul knew whose names of certain people were written in the book of life. He called to the church of God at Corinth. How'd he know? Listen, "The Spirit beareth witness with our spirit." God the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit, the words out of our mouth, that we are the children of God. I can tell if you're saved. All I do is listen to the words out of that pie hole underneath your nose. And if they match Romans chapter 3, verse 24 through 26, you're a saved person. If they don't match, you're confused and lost, and most likely you think you're saved, but you're going to wind up in Matthew 7, where he says, "Many will say to me in that day." And those are all lost people who thought they were saved. Got it? Wake up. Proverbs 16, going back to this great study. Proverbs 16, verse 10. "A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment." Oh yeah, and we just happen to have a King James Bible. Psalm 19, look at verse 2. Psalm 19, 2. "Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And he that hasteth with his feet sinneth." You know what? It is not good that your soul is without knowledge. It is not. It is not. God gave an establishment commandment to follow, and you don't even follow it. You don't even know about it or where it exists. I hope you do, though, if you're listening. Now, for all you folks who do know, I'm not talking to you. Okay? Verse 21. "There are many devices in a man's heart." of the same chapter now. 1921. Look at this. Proverbs 19:21. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Oh, you know what? That verse right now just personally has comforted me so much. Because I've been dealing with so many people lately, and they got so many devices in their heart. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Whose words do you think are going to stand for eternity? Heaven and earth shall pass away, the Lord Jesus Christ says, but my words shall not pass away. His words, not yours, his. So forget your agenda, forget your human viewpoint, forget what you think is right. That is so good. Verse 27, same chapter. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. They should take that verse and put it in the first page of every commentary out there, and then seal them shut. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. Mm-hmm. You see, folks just don't read the Bible no more. They just want to know the Bible and think they're smart. They read books about it and they quote their human authors. Proverbs 21:1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. He, that's the Lord, turneth it, that's the king's heart, whithersoever he will. That's why King James brought forth the decree to bring forth the word of God in English, because God moved his heart. Verse 30 of the same chapter. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. Don't you love it when people argue with the book? There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. Amen, Father. That is just so awesome. Man, he's so great. Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22, look at verse 20. Proverbs 22, look at verse 20. Have not I written to thee excellent things and counsels and knowledge? You have, Father, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth. You have, Father, I know you have, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee. Yes, yes, you have. You have. Amen, Father. Thank you. You have written to me excellent things in your counsels and your knowledge, that I might, that you do want me to know the certainty of the words of your great book, these words of truth, and so that I can answer all the morons these great words of truth. Yes, you have. Proverbs 23, look at verse 4. Labor not to be rich. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. If you just did the last half of that verse, it would clean up 99.99% of your problems. Cease from thine own wisdom. And then the one little teeny percent of a percent that's left, all you got to do then is when you face the book, then throw that out. 100%. Cease from thine own wisdom. Stop it. It would clear up your whole life. Quit thinking. Start reading the Bible and believing it. Start in Romans. Okay? Proverbs 23, look at verse 23. 23, 23. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Boy, what a great verse. Don't ever be a sellout the truth. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding. Proverbs 24, look at verse 21. My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. You know, this is a King James Bible. You need to remember that. At one point, he was a sovereign king. Proverbs 25:1. Look at this now. Proverbs 25:1. These are also proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, did what? Copied out. Well, they didn't care about the originals because they copied them out. Originals are not the issue. Look at verse 6 in the same chapter. Put not forth thyself in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great men. For better it is that it be said unto thee, come up hither, than that thou shouldest be put lower in the presence of the prince whom thine eyes have seen. You know, you people who just kick around the King James Bible, if King James were alive and you were under his dominion and authority, you wouldn't be doing it. Trust me. I'm talking just in the earthly realm there. You're all so tough. Proverbs 28, look at verse 5. All these people criticize a King James Bible. Proverbs 20, see, America, you don't know what it's like to live under a king. You're going to know real soon what it's like to live under a tyrant. Trust me. Proverbs 28:5. Evil men understand not judgment. I love this verse so much, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Not most things, all things. You see that? Proverbs 28:5. They that seek the Lord understand all things. Got it? You seek him in this book. Now, how cool is that? Proverbs chapter 30, look at verse 5. Proverbs chapter 30, look at verse 5. Every word of God is pure. That's every word. One isn't diminished. It includes the italicized words. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Don't add to his book. Every word of it's pure. Look at verse 29 in the same chapter. There be three things which go well, yea, four are comely in going. A lion which is strongest among beasts and turneth not away for any, a greyhound, and he-goat also, and a king against whom there is no rising up. Let me tell you what. That's an earthly reference to a king, an earthly king, against whom there is no rising up. That's a sovereign king. He doesn't need parliament. He doesn't need a congress. Okay? You don't know what it's like. If you would have lived in the 1600s in the time of King James and cut down King James Bible in the earthly realm, you would be having some problems. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, Solomon then writes this. Ecclesiastes 3, look at verse 14. I know that whatsoever God doeth, now did God do his book? He sure did. It shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. You should fear and tremble when you open up this King James Bible. God did it. It's forever. You can't put anything to it, and nothing can be taken from it. And he did it that way so you would fear before him. In Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, look at verse 2. I counsel thee to keep the king's commandment, and that in regard of the oath of God. You see that? Verse 4. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? How about that? Now listen. We just